Just a wonderful, wonderful presence in here tonight. Hallelujah. A strong anointing. I'm going to try and share some things with you here. And then while I was standing there, a strong anointing came on me, and I asked the Lord what that was for, and he said to lay hands on you tonight. And so I'm going to share just a few things with you, and then we're going to lay hands on everyone. And I'll give you some instructions concerning that when that comes. Why don't you open with me to Philippians chapter 3? God is so good. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 3. And so on Sunday, I ministered to you some things concerning faith. And tonight I would like to continue with that just in a measure, just for a minute, a few minutes. And I would like to minister to you some things on faith concerning the love of God. You know, many times we don't think about faith in connection to the love of God, but it takes faith to believe in the love of God. It takes faith to believe, you know, someone that you can't see, someone, you know, that maybe you've never seen. You might see them in a vision or that sort of thing. But I'm talking about like we see each other right now and on a daily basis. And, you know, someone that maybe it's not the same interaction that you would have with a human, you know. And so it's easy with our spouse or our family members to build that relationship because we have them here naturally. And so it takes faith for us to have that relationship with God. And let me share this with you out of Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. You know, I have noticed this, that if we're not careful, we'll complicate the Bible. You know, have you ever known people who were too smart for their own good? It was like they were so smart, they were dumb. You know, like you could tell they had a lot of book knowledge, but they just couldn't apply it to much. You know, I know some people who are very, very smart and like genius smart, really. They've been tested that. And yet they hold up at home as hermits and do nothing because they're so smart, like they just can't function, you know. And so sometimes, you know, we've gotten too smart for our own good, you know, concerning the love of God, that we've complicated it. We've made it hard. Like, if I could just get him to reach down and show me how much he loves me, you know. And really, it's so simple. Do you know what the parables were? They were natural things, natural illustrations to teach a spiritual truth. And so all that I know about the Holy Ghost, all that I know about how God operates, God parallels to me in the natural. And so if we want to know how the love of God works, how does love work with people, right? You know, when I first met Tim and we were dating, you know, that's been some years now. We've been married 12 years and been together about 15 or 16. And I know him so much better now than I did before. You know, I know more how he works. I know more his preferences. You know, you just get to know someone. And how does that happen? Over time. That you have had intimate conversations, that you've told each other things that you didn't tell anybody else. You know, that you've prayed together. You know, you've just enjoyed things together that you didn't have with anybody else. And so that's all it takes with the Father. That we spend time with him. We have conversations with him. We listen to what's important to him and consider that in our own life, and that's how we grow in the love of God. It's not hard. You know, and so many people are waiting for that great revelation of the love of God, and it's not difficult. We just get to be with him, and then that's grown in us, revealed to us. We know that in a greater measure. Amen. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. I'm going to read this out of the Amplified. And mine says, "For my determined purpose is that I would know him, that I may become, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly." And so that is our purpose, that we know him in a greater measure. And have you ever noticed that you know people to different degrees? You know, when you go to the grocery store, you might just casually know the person who's checking you out. And then yet your coworkers, you might know more. You know, you would know them in a greater measure. And then still your extended family, your aunts and uncles and stuff, you might know them even more than your coworkers. And then yet still your parents and your siblings and your children and your spouse, you know in a greater measure. And if we just think naturally about why we know those people more, we can apply that to the Father. That, see, we don't spend much time talking to the grocery store clerk. We don't maybe spend a whole lot of time with our coworkers. We see them a little bit more, so we would know them a little bit more, but overall, we don't spend a whole lot of time with them. See, we trust and know the people we spend the most time with, those who we have the closest relationship with, the closest fellowship with. Those are the ones that we know in the greatest measure. And so those are also the people who we trust the most. You know, I thought I loved him when I married him, and yet I love him so much more now than I did when we first got married. And I wasn't trying to love him more, and I wasn't trying to get him to love me more. We were just interacting with each other over time, and that came naturally. And so if we do that with the Father, we're just spending time with him because we want to know him, we love him, we enjoy his company, then naturally that love on the inside just develops. We believe that more. You know, for instance, if I needed a favor, I go to the people who I know the best, right? Because I trust they're going to do that for me. But if you don't know someone very well, you don't feel comfortable asking them to borrow $100. You don't feel comfortable asking them to come over and run some errands for you or to help you at the house with something or that sort of thing. And so that same thing is true with the Father. You know, we have come to the Word and we've deduced it to rules and, you know, that we have to follow certain things and do certain formulas, and then God does this for us. When really, if we just spent time with him, it'd be very easy to believe that he was going to do something for us, that he cared about our situation, that he was going to make sure it turned out okay as we were faithful to him. And a lot of times we've treated it like, and I mean we, the proverbial we, me included, I'm not accusing, that we've treated it like a slot machine. You know, where we push some buttons, we pull some levers, and we hope the three cherries come up and that we get what we wanted. And that's not how it works. That we go in with him, we know him more, and that out of the love that he has for me, I'm guaranteed what I'm believing will come to pass. And it is not a bunch of do's and don'ts in our life with Christ. If we live like that, we've missed it. You know, I've done that with my children. As the parent, you can get so disciplinary in your thinking with your kids that sometimes you forgot about relationship. And that probably sounds funny, but with my own kids even, you know, there were some things recently, and I noticed that no matter how often I spanked Timothy or how much I took something away or sending him to his room, things weren't changing. But then when I started talking to him and telling him, honey, do you know, mommy deals with that same thing. And you know what I do? I ask the Lord to help me. Let's ask the Lord to help us both to have a better attitude. Let's ask the Lord to help us both to be sweeter to people. And got down and actually talked to him and spent time more with relationship. And you would be amazed how fast like that it changed. And so God doesn't work like that. The Bible says that our love as a natural parent is evil compared to his love. And so if our relationship here isn't supposed to be a bunch of do's and don'ts and rules and do what I say and do what I tell you and all of that, how much more our relationship with the Heavenly Father? That if we build a relationship with him, And as we spend time with him, we'll just know that we know that we know what we're believing for is coming to pass, because he's on our side. You know, if you've ever had someone in your family and they had symptoms upon their body, how you have such a great desire for that to leave their body. You have such a great desire that that's no longer upon them, that you do all you could to help them. And yet God wants it so much more for us. But we have to rely on him, spend time with him, and just be in love with him. And you know, we understand how faith works. Let's go to Romans chapter 10. We understand how faith works. We went over this on Sunday. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And I don't want to preach away the anointing, because I want to lay hands on you, or the Holy Ghost wanted me to lay hands on you. Romans 10, 17. Because when we don't feel it naturally, we're going to have to believe it by faith, right? That he loves me. And Romans 10, 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so the way that we grow our faith, you know, we're in fellowship with him, we're spending time with him, but the way that we are more aware and grow our faith in the fact that he loves us is that we say it. See, faith for salvation, faith for healing, faith for finances, faith for God's love, all comes the same way. That you hear it, and you hear it, and you hear it, and you say it, and you hear it, and you say it, and you hear it. And so who's going to say it? Who's going to hear it? You're going to hear you saying it. So the more that you say it out of your own mouth, God, I thank you that you love me. Lord, you're working on my behalf, not because I've done everything right, just because you love me. You love me, so you're taking care of me. You love me, so your anointing is working in my body. You love me, so the situation with my child is going to turn around. You love me, so there's success in my marriage. And we keep saying that until the faith on the inside of us gets big concerning the love of God. Because we're real quick to tell other people that God loves them. And yet we don't even much have a revelation of that ourselves. And do you know that when you know something in your spirit, when your words come out of your mouth concerning something, there's more weight? Do you know when you face something and you've overcome and you've gotten to the other side and you share that experience with someone else going through the same thing, trying to help them, that when you've done that, there's just a power in your words, because you've gone through something and you came out victorious, and there's an anointing on what you say. But when we're just saying, oh, God loves you, and we don't much know that ourselves, it doesn't have the same effect. So we would be a greater witness to people. We would be a greater help to people if we really knew the love of God on the inside of us. That we could depend on him no matter what. Amen? So let me share this with you out of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. And if you don't have an Amplified, you can just listen, because I'm going to read it out of the Amplified first. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 12. 2 Timothy 1:12. And the Amplified says, I'm just going to read the middle part of it here. For I know and perceive and have knowledge of, and I am acquainted with him, with whom I have believed, I have adhered to and trusted in and relied on. And the King James says, for I know whom I have believed. And so if we go back to our English class, when we hear the word whom, it's not talking about a thing. It's talking about a person. And so it's not that we've become acquainted with just the rules of the Bible. We've become acquainted and known him in. So it's important that we know his word. I'm not diminishing that. But the Bible is highlighting that we know him, not just the do's and don'ts of what the word says. And let me share out of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. This is something you can say for yourself. You know, we wrote this down. We've probably all kind of memorized it. And this is good for us to confess regarding the love of God and to develop our faith in his love for us. Ephesians chapter 3. Let's start in verse 17. It says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you would be rooted and grounded in love, that you would be able to comprehend with all the saints the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ that passes all knowledge, and that we would be filled with the fullness of God. And so what is he talking about here? He's saying that we would know the breadth and length and depth and height. And that's why that's important to say that for yourself. And if we're just riding in the car, riding down the road, thank you, Father, I believe the love you have for me. I thank you, Lord, I know you in a greater measure. I thank you, Father, you never leave me or forsake me. I thank you, Lord, great is your love toward me. I thank you, I believe the love that you have toward me. And let me share this with you in closing. Go to Psalm 42. Psalm 42. And go to verse 1, and I'm going to read out of the Amplified. You see, because we do things that relate to God. We do things that are about God. You know, we come to church, we serve in our ministry that we serve in, we tithe and all those things. And I'm not saying those things don't take faith, they do. But how many of you know that when you're in your prayer closet with the Lord and spending time with him, it's a different kind of fellowship than when you're tithing and then when you're serving in the church? You know, for example, Karini, she works here on staff, and there are times where, you know, I might have to talk to her, call her or something, or have an interaction with her regarding finances. And that's good, that's fine. And, you know, then maybe there's a time where we're praying together here at the church, and that's another kind of interaction that we have, and that's good, and that's right, and that's about God. And, you know, and so maybe then we're in a guest minister meeting together, and that's, we're still spending time together, you know, we're still in the same place, we're still maybe talking to each other and interacting. But how many of you, if we took a trip together, if we went to the mall together and out to lunch, and, you know, we spent time together that way, we're getting to know each other in a different way. We're talking about more personal things. We're telling each other things that we didn't say at the guest minister meeting. We didn't say at the finance conversation. That we didn't say at prayer group. We're really getting to know each other now. And so all these things we do for God are really good, but it would help us to have a better grasp of his love if we were just spending time with him. Just quiet time with him. Amen. Psalm 42, verse 1, and it says, as the heart pants and longs for the water brooks, so I pant and long for you, God. My inner self thirsts for God, for the living God. And so that is our heart. Lord, we thank you. We love you, and you love us. And we talk about that love all the time. And the more we talk about it, the more our faith grows in God's love and his love for us. And, you know, when Tim and I first got together and we were first dating, you know, we would spend hours on the phone and you know, every waking minute we wanted to be with each other, and we would find reasons to get together and all that sort of thing. And it wasn't because I was trying to fulfill some relationship rule. I just enjoyed being with him. I just liked his company. And so over time then, your love develops. Your love grows just from being together, just from making an appointed time to be with each other. And so sometimes though we've you know, made our relationship with God about rules, and it gets dry, and there's no spirit with that. And so what we want to do is have good, quiet time with Him. And also, in the times when we're just driving down the road, when we're doing our grocery shopping, when we're with our kids, when we're serving up dinner and putting it on the table, that we're just confessing more and more that we believe the love God has for us. Thank you, Lord. I believe the love that you have toward me. I thank you, Father. And so we can develop our faith in that area. So I would like, why don't we first have worship team come up? And I'll lay hands on you first. And then after that, what we'll do is we will start over here in this section, and then we'll go across this way. How about that? And if someone could just move this pulpit, that would be good. And so maybe if you could just lower the lights a little, and we'll minister to worship team first, and then maybe Reverend Tony, you and your team can kind of play something soft and light that would help. So everyone on worship team, come forward. So everyone, just reach your hands this way in faith. And today, when I lay hands on you, you're going to receive something. You receive what's in your heart. What do you need? You reach up and take that from God. Hallelujah.